Professor claims Tom Brady's popularity tied to rising white supremacy. By Warner Todd Houston on September 27, 2019. A Rhode Island professor now says that Tom Brady's popularity is due to white supremacy in a post-Obama America. That Brady has won 6 Super Bowl rings, has earned 3 MVP awards, 3 All-Pro titles, and 14 Pro Bowl appearances, has little to do with his success, as far as Professor Kyle Kuss is concerned, Campus Reform reported. Kuss, a professor of kinesiology at the University of Rhode Island, made his accusation in a screed published this month entitled, "Making American White Men Great Again, Tom Brady, Donald Trump, and the Allure of White Male Omnipotence in Post-Obama America." Brady's great athletic success has less to do with his popularity than the white rage and white supremacy that has risen in the U.S., this professor of the study of human movement insists. Kuss smears Brady's 2015 Under Armour ad as an example of Nazi propaganda that would not seem out of place in Leni Riefenstahl's infamous Nazi propaganda film, Triumph Day Willems. Indeed, this wild-eyed professor based his entire thesis on that one commercial, according to his comments to Campus Reform. I decided to research Trump and Brady's public performances of their white masculinities and how they connect with broader debates about race and gender politics after a student in one of my classes brought the Under Armour commercial to my attention, and it piqued my interest, Kuss said. Kuss goes on to insist that Brady surrounds himself with white people to show fans his racial purity. It is a vision of Brady as a wealthy, white man who unapologetically enjoys, and has even made a habit out of, spending time with other wealthy white men who treasure time with the boys over all others, Kuss exclaimed. Going to the Kentucky Derby, for instance, suggests his performance of white masculinity shares much in common with President Trump's. The professor also claims that Brady's refusal to loudly denounce Trump to the left's satisfaction also proves he is a white supremacist. All these accusations came to the professor's mind after he moved to the New England area and began to see how popular Brady was. After moving here for work, I became fascinated by the idolatry given to Brady, especially after Trump began to name-drop and use white sportsmen as surrogates during his 2016 campaign, Kuss said. He added that he follows stories about race and gender in today's society and how those stories reflect broader struggles about social power. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.